Mr. President.
I want to congratulate you. I got if these presidents will just recommend you'll come in. If they'll propose, you'll dispose.
What do I do now?
Well, I just saw where you introduced the education bill for all of our people, and I talked to Mrs.
I listed for a great president and said so. You owe me a cup of coffee.
I'll give you one any day you want it at any time. You just call Jack Valenti and say, I want to come in and collect. I called Mrs. Meyer last night, and I told her, I said, now, 15 years you've been raising hell with me. And every time I go to my telephone, you call me about education. Every time I go to the floor, I hear Wayne Morris talk about education. I've had to listen to both of you, and I said, I've been working now since September, and I've had this fellow John Gardner of Carnegie Foundation and the best men I could get in, and they've been working on a program. Now, I said, I'm going to send it to the Hill. It's going to be introduced. It's going to be presented to the Congress tomorrow. And I don't know whether it'll ever be introduced or acted upon or not, but if it doesn't, it's going to be yours and Morris's fault. She was over in John Hopkins Hospital. She's been, something happening to her. I mean, she's been examined or checkup or something. Sorry. And when I came in a while ago from a meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister, the ticker said, Wayne Morris received the bill, introduced it, set hearings on it, and so forth.
That's a great bill, Mr. President, and the message is terrific.
You clean it up, you do what ought to be done, and you know I don't insist on every IT, and I got more confidence in you as my lawyer than I have myself, but go on and make them get it on the calendar.
I'm going to have hearings right away. We started on it to the end.
You know what Walter George said one time, that you were his constitutional lawyer when you defended old McCarthy that night? Do you remember that night when you kept him from mobbing him? You said, I won't let him mob him in dark, I'll mob him in daylight with a jury.
Well, you're very kind. I take a second to tell you, I made a speech this afternoon for Jim Reynolds. I walked where angels fear to tread, but he talked to me, and we decided what I might say that might help him on that dock thing, and if you hear anything about it, why, you insist that somebody scan it before they give you any dope about it.
I sure will.
Jim wanted me to do
it. I'll do it. I know it's all right. I won't let you judge all my cattle, but I'll follow you on education and labor.
Well, when I get a hold of your friend Taylor, I'll tell you we're going to gang up on you and cattle, too.
All right, goodbye.
Get some good ones.
I will. Thank you a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.